This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 382 for Friday, May 7th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Friday, hitting fresh highs in the old crop July contract while the new crop months moved lower. Canola down $13 to up over $43 at the final bell as the daily limits expanded. The July contract up $43.20, climbing above the $1,000 mark for the first time ever to hit $1,006.70 per ton at the final bell. New crop November, meanwhile, down $13.10 at $748.50 per ton. Statistics Canada confirmed the tightening old crop supply situation in their latest stocks report out this morning. Total canola supplies in the country of 6.6 million tons as of March 31st would mark the tightest stocks on that date in 8 years. The market is working to ration demand through the final months of the crop year, with end users bidding up in order to secure coverage of those dwindling supplies. Bullish technical signals and gains in the Chicago soy complex were also supportive, but continued strength in the Canadian dollar holding above 82 cents did put some pressure on values. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend also weighed on the new crop months. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans posting the largest gains, up 20 cents in the July contract at $15.89 per bushel. Expectations for tightening U.S. soybean stocks in next week's monthly USDA supply-demand report accounted for some of the buying interest, with ongoing strength in world vegetable oil markets also supportive. Canada's soybean stocks as of March 31st came in at just under 2 million tons. That was down 30% on the year. Corn futures had been down with profit-taking in early activity but managed to turn higher as the day progressed. July corn up 13 cents at $7.32 per bushel. Dryness concerns out of Brazil remained a key driver of the corn market, as the second corn crop there is in need of precipitation. Next week's USDA report is expected to include a production cut to the country's corn crop. Tightening U.S. corn supplies are also expected. The USDA announced solid private export sales this morning of corn to China and other unknown destinations, and that was also supportive. Wheat futures, they moved up in sympathy with corn and beans. Canadian wheat stocks as of March 31st of 16.2 million tons were down by 2.5 million tons from the same time last year. Worsening drought conditions in the Canadian prairies were also supportive for the U.S. markets. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in July at $7.97 per bushel. Kansas City up 10 cents at $7.36 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 8 cents in July at $7.61 per bushel. And that's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 7th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.